Athletic Administrators Association Male Athlete of the Year. From Avon, we've got Joe Sveck joining us on the hotline right now. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
So far, so good. And boy, what an incredible career, both in track and in football. 7 overall varsity letters, including 4 in track. So, Joe, let's begin there because, you know, as a thrower, it looks like you had a sensational career, but this spring had to be really tough for you, not being able to play. How tough was this spring for you?
I've been working my entire, every year you work towards their senior year. I feel like senior year is when you reach your maximum point in your career as a thrower, as long as you're not moving on to college. But, so the whole time I've been looking up to senior year, excited to what I'd be able to accomplish. That being taken away, it's rough. And, I had great aspirations. I was hoping to, maybe even break the school record this year of a 182-foot discus throw. And that was my first goal this season. Just that being taken away, as well as experiences with the teammates and the coaches. We had great coaches this year, coaches that I love and I've been working with for a long time. I was really looking forward to those experiences, but that being taken away, it was tough. But you just got to get through it and do what you can.
Joe, let's stick with that discus throw for just a second here. Now, I am well short of a professional myself. Did it for 2 years in middle school track, so, not to flex too much here. But one of your accolades was first team all Ohio in the discus throw. When did you discover your interest in the event?
I don't know. I was a Marvel fan my entire life, ever since those first Marvel movies came out. And I think Captain America, he just had some kind of impact on me because, ever since I've learned about the sport discus, I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. So as soon as I was able to do it in seventh grade, I hopped right on the team and met my coach, Jared Giacchetti, Coach Giacchetti. And so he ended up being with me all the way from seventh grade all the way to junior year. He would have been senior year, but obviously he's taken away.
Wow. So Captain America throwing his shield around, that's kind of like the primary inspiration behind becoming discus thrower?
Just something about it. But, you could always just say that, just like Captain America out there. But, no, I don't know. It's just something always appealed to me,
Okay. No, fair enough. It's interesting to find out how people get involved in track and, what piques the interest. Because I think until you really get involved in track, I don't think you really fully grasp the idea of how fun it can really be. And, it's so interesting to take a look at what's going on in your career, both in track and in football. And, this past football season, you guys were a lot of fun to follow because it seemed like you lost a key contributor every single week. And despite that, you guys still marched into familiar territory, making it to the state Final Four. So give us an idea as to what kind of a roller coaster ride it was for you guys this year in football.
My junior year, obviously we had so many great juniors playing alongside the seniors that year. So we knew that we were going to have some great starters coming back. So we had really high hopes and we got into those first couple games. And we were looking really good. We felt confident. Danny Zay was stepping up to the plate. Nick Prusik was always amazing as ever. So we were really confident with every position that we had. Every week that someone got hurt, it was just like, it sucks. But, it's just that next man up mentality. We, got to move people around, put people in new spots. No matter what, I knew that people were going to step up and, do what they had to do. So I wasn't worried. It was just kind of, in the back of your head, you're just kind of set that you're not able to play with that brother that week.
We are being joined on the hotline by Joe Sveck with the Avon Eagles. He was named the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Association Male Athlete of the Year. Well, speaking of football, we've got to stay with this topic for a moment here because I didn't realize this until a couple of days ago when we were going back and forth on our email exchange that your dad's actually a principal in the Olmsted Falls school system. So I've got to ask, how much trash talking kind of goes on in the household that week leading up to the Olmsted Falls game?
Well, he was my youth football coach. He was coaching for Avon for a long time in the youth football. So he's always been somewhat of an Avon fan. So I'd say he was more of my inside guy over there. So, I'd hear all what they're saying. He'd be like my ears in Olmsted Falls. So I knew what was going on over there. He was definitely getting some trash talk himself from the other teachers and administrators and coaches. So I think he got the brunt of it, and you know, he just kind of relayed it to me. But you know, he was an Eagle fan up until, you know, now that I'm not playing anymore. I think he might invest himself in the Olmsted Falls football program. But you know, he wasn't too bad, but he definitely got some heat.
Yeah, he got some heat for sure, I'm sure. But that's all right. Like you said, now that you've moved on, maybe he can relinquish some of that. He won't wear as much of it, so to speak. But that's all right. That's, I tell you what, heck of a football career. And, you know, I think anytime we talk about the Avon Eagles, the expectation is just so incredibly high. And I know for a guy like you, that's something that's kind of a badge of honor, isn't it? Knowing that every single Friday night you are going to get the other team's absolute best because you're always wearing that target on your back.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's a word straight out of Coach Elder's mouth. You know, he's every week, he preaches that it's a big game when you play for Avon. He knew, and you know, he definitely let us know that everyone is going to be a tough game. You know, no one's going to be rolling over just so the Avon Eagles can win. So we definitely knew it was going to be a tough game every week. And you know, we were every single one of us, I think, on that team was just proud. I mean, there's nothing other than just being happy to, you know, work hard enough to get into a spot where everyone knows how good you are, and you know, you get the respect of other teams. So I think really we understand and we respect where we're at, but we're not gonna you know, be complacent about us being good. You know, we work for it.
Well, and it seemed like in your high school career, both on the field and off, you were never complacent. And taking a look at the community work that you put into, just remarkable, very, very impressive, and so much activity. I'm not even sure where to begin, but I think we can start here with the involvement that you had with the Browns fundraiser at Meyer for underprivileged kids. What all went on here, and how were you involved?
Oh, I mean, that was a great experience. So we got called in to Meyer's, and we helped set up. So what happened was the Browns invited several underprivileged families to come out and shop around Meyer's to pick out whatever they want. And so it was me and a couple fellow students and a couple students from other schools. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember too much who was there. But we helped set up the room where they had food. You know, we just made sure everything goes smoothly, and we were able to, you know, get a couple pictures with the Browns team. But, you know, it was just all about making it as great of an experience for the underprivileged children who was able to have that great experience. So I enjoyed it, and I know that the kids enjoyed it, so it was a good time.
You also volunteered at retirement homes, raking leaves. You spent time with some of the residents, and you also made some Christmas cards for a children's hospital. That had to be a really rewarding experience as well.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. A classmate of mine, Erin Lynch, she had set the whole thing up. She was running the thing, and you know, she's a good friend of mine. She's a fellow track thrower, so I decided, you know, that I definitely need help out with that. So every lunch, we just hang out at the table, and we'd, you know, go around and recruit people to fill out these cards and make them. I made several myself, and I, you know, just went around and got as many as possible for other people to make them for them. And I heard some great reviews of them receiving them, so it was just a really rewarding for me. But I'm so just very glad I could help those guys out and give them a good holiday. Holiday, sorry.
So you're going to continue your career at Cincinnati. So what exactly was it that stood out about Cincinnati when you went down there for your recruiting visit, and what about it was it that made you want to become a Bearcat?
I absolutely loved the campus. It looked great, and I just really enjoyed being there. I got to meet a lot of the other throwers and track teammates that are there, and they are just a great group of people. It looked like a really good atmosphere. I really loved the coach. She's a great, great coach. She's coached a lot of great people before, and she has a great attitude, and I love her. And just having the opportunity to throwing in college, and as well as how great the school is. You know, engineering is really good there, and I'm excited to, you know, further my academics into engineering. Everything just kind of just came together there, and I just couldn't get over it. It was a great, great place.
Well, I've got to ask, as a guy who knows many, many engineers, my father-in-law is a retired engineer, my brother-in-law is an engineer, and I've got plenty of buddies who are engineers as well. Any idea where you want to go with the engineering field, what kinds of engineering you want to do?
Well, I'm thinking about being a mechanical engineer and kind of more specific of like an aerospace engineer. And, you know, whatever, wherever that takes me, I'm sure I'll be happy. But, you know, obviously right now I'm kind of obsessed with SpaceX and what they're doing. It doesn't have to be SpaceX, could be any other companies. But, you know, that kind of stuff is just awesome, and I love that.
Very nice. Well, pun fully intended here. Hopefully your career in Cincinnati is out of this world.
Oh my.
I had to sneak that one in there.
That's good. That's good.
Joe, before we cut you loose, just kind of curious. We threw this question at Lexi Alston with Amherst a couple of days ago. You know, what are some of the things that you've done during this quarantine period? I think everybody's kind of had to be creative with the way they spent their time. And Lexi mentioned she basically built her own home gym inside of her garage just to kind of keep busy. So what kinds of things have you done to keep yourself busy during the pandemic?
Well, so we started out, our track coach allowed us to, you know, secretly just take a couple implements that we were able to use. So whenever we had free time, we could go up to the throwing pits alone and get some throws in so we can, you know, keep practicing. So I've been doing that for a while. And also, I don't have too much weight room equipment in my house. So the strength and conditioning coaches allowed us to take some equipment from the weight room and bring that home so we could have a little gym at home ourselves as well. So that was awesome. But that was kind of cut short. I ended up having to get knee surgery. And so right now, recently, I've just kind of been, and, you know, lazily hanging around waiting for my leg to heal. But I was definitely trying as best I can to stay active and keep my throwing up.
So when you're laying low, are you playing video games? Are you a gamer?
Oh, not too much. Every once in a while. Right now, I don't know. Just like one thing to another, just trying to enjoy it as best I can. Nothing too specifically that I'm doing.
All right. Well, you've got the rest of the summer. Hopefully everything will go according to plan and you'll be able to get to Cincinnati in the fall with no hiccups whatsoever. Well, Joe, congratulations on being named the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Association Male Athlete of the Year. A pleasure speaking with you here. A lot of fun to get to know a little bit more about you, and nothing but continued success to you as you continue your career in Cincinnati.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's nice talking to you guys too.
Thank you very much, Joe. Again, that's Joe Svec with the Avon Eagles, the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Association Male Athlete of the Year.